going live this time and people are not at the church, but God is everywhere and we know that. So wherever you are, let's just bow our hearts and just focus on Him and just get ready for Him to speak, to move. And whatever you're going through, expect breakthrough. He's the God of breakthrough, the God of miracles, the God of peace and the God of joy. So regardless of what you are going through, if you are in the worst possible place, there is hope and there is healing in Him. So God, we thank You for hope, for healing, for this day, God, that even though there's so much crisis, we are living and we are breathing, and You are in the midst of us, God. We set our attention to You. We set our hearts on You, God. You are worthy of all our worship, of all our praise, God. And we believe that You will do a miracle in whatever we are going through, Father God. So here we are, Jesus. Would You speak to us this morning?
Hearts are open, nothing here is it. God. You alone are holy, only you are worthy, God. Lay your fire full down to your heart. To you our hearts are open, nothing is hidden. You are our one desire. Holy, only you are worthy, God. Let your fire fall down. Let your fire fall down. Let your fire fall down. Let your fire fall down.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
God I serve knows only how to triumph, and my God will never fail. No, my God will never fail. And I'm going to see a victory. I'm going to see a victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm going to see a victory. I'm going to see a victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord. Oh, yeah. There's power in the mighty name of Jesus. There's power in the mighty name of Jesus. Every war he wages, he will win. I'm not backing down. No, I'm not backing down from any giant. Cause I know how this story ends. I know.
Worry
say what the enemy meant for evil. You turn it for good. You turn it for good. You say what the enemy meant for evil. You turn it for good. You turn it for good. You don't have to worry. Turn it for good. All my mistakes, turn it for good. We will see a victory and a breakthrough in our lives. You watch us so good. All the earth will shout your praise.
Thank you for every moment, Lord, that we can praise you, God. We thank you for the moments that we have to sit in your presence and to experience your love. And I thank you that your love is always here, God. No matter what we do, no matter who we are, that your love is here. Your love is faithful, that you're faithful, God. We thank you, we praise you, we honor you. Thank you for all you do, Lord. In your name I pray, amen.
I'm good? God is good. So, I'm a little bit, I have mixed emotions that this is the first time I speak in an empty church. So, it's kind of like, oh, it's not nice that, you know, it's empty. But at the same time, I have another, which is, it's not, I'm not sick or anything like emotionally, but another thing that it says that there is something new happening. There is something new. There is, God is doing something beautiful. We don't know it. We don't see it. We don't know what it is, how it will look like. And I feel like that already speaking it out, I'm really encouraged, you know? Something new, something beautiful is happening. And I believe. So if my first name is nervous, my family name is I believe. Hallelujah. Amen. So I believe. Even though I'm a little bit nervous, empty church, and you know, and the subject that I'm speaking about is a little bit, I feel like it's bigger, way bigger than me. But I believe that God is doing something beautiful, and He's gonna, you know, bring it to pass. So today we're gonna speak about royalty. I told you it's bigger than me. So we're gonna read from 1 Peter chapter. Chapter 2, and I really need volunteer to read for me that from 4 to 10, volunteer, okay? Or I choose, no. I'm telling you, I'm so nervous, okay? Someone? Okay, I'm gonna read, don't worry about it, but you will hear my English. So from First Peter chapter 2 from 4 to 10. Coming to him as a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious, you also as living stones are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifice and acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Therefore, it is also contained in the scripture, "Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect and precious, and he who believes on him will by no means be put to shame. Therefore, to you who believes, he is precious, but to who, for those who are disobedient, the stone which is the builder rejected has become the chief cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling and rock of offense. They stumble, being disobedient to the word, to which they also were appointed." But, verse 9, which is the main subject, "But you are a chosen generation." Can you say this? But you are a chosen generation. Can you say it at home?
Yes.
"But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy." Lord, I pray again that you speak to our hearts, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you open our eyes to hear what the Holy Spirit wants to speak to our heart. In the name of Jesus, amen. So, in the passage that we read in a broken English, it's so beautiful, speaking about two kinds of people and living stone. But in the beginning, it says, "I want you to know that you are living stone. You are chosen, but you are rejected by men." If you are rejected by men, that's okay. That's okay. Rejected. I love it when I read the meaning, the real meaning, the original word. Rejected means I reject after testing or examination, after examination, or disqualified. When you are rejected by man, according to this word that he's using here, you are being tested, and after being tested, is that no, this is disqualified. It's not fit to the world. Rejected by man, that means you're not fit to the system of man. You're not good enough. I was thinking about it when you go to the doctor's office, you see all this, certificates. You know, he studied this and this in this college and this school, and he's qualified to be whatever. All this kind of qualification on the wall, and the first qualification of a living stone, he's saying, you will be rejected from man. You will be rejected from the school of man. That's okay. That's okay. You lift your head high and said, I am rejected. I'm not rejected because of my behaviors, not because of I am being annoying to people. They rejected me. This will be, you don't put it in the wall. Yeah? But I'm rejected because I don't fit in the world. I am not I'm not qualified to be in the world. Say amen. Amen? Because I am a living, I am a living stone. But at the same time, you are rejected by men, you are chosen and precious to God. You are chosen. Chosen. Chosen means, I love the word that is using here, eclectos. November, we have eclectos, president eclectos, yani elected, being elected. being elected. This is like God is voting for you. And I was like, nah, I choose this. I choose this. So rejected by man, but chosen by God. Elected by God. Which is, I was like, so people will misunderstand this because that means God is like choosing people. This is good, this is bad. No. All of us from outside, before we come to the Lord, all of the world are invited. You are invited. Come to the Lord. And when they are inside, you are chosen. You are chosen. You are elected and precious. You are precious to God. This is a generation, chosen generation. Generation means family, offspring, race, nation, kind. The original word is to come into being family, to come into being a chosen generation. Come into being a kind that God wants in His team. Hallelujah. This is the good news. I don't know why it's the good news. You are chosen generation. You are chosen generation. But the first thing is saying you are holy. You are chosen generation. You are holy priesthood. To offer living sacrifice, to offer living sacrifice, to come and worship, to come and bow down, to come and say, you are our Lord, you are my Savior, you are my Master, you are my King. Before we speak about royal priesthood, is the word, it's so beautiful. The word of God saying, before you wants to be, or you want to declare that you are royal priesthood, you have to be a holy priesthood. And here is something so beautiful that he's not speaking about holy priests. This is an English lesson today. It's not speaking about holy priests, priest one priest. No, it's not even speaking about holy priests. No. He's speaking about holy priesthood, which means what? I individually, I will come and be holy in front of the Lord by the blood of Jesus, individually. Okay? And you come and be individually priest, holy priest in the front of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus. Okay? But together we are holy priesthood. Means what? Means what? Because if I wanted actually to ask you to do that, but I know I'm not going to ask you anymore for the worship team. If you play a note like A minor, okay? And Rafiq plays C. Well, maybe C. And whoever, Karen plays something E. It will be disaster. But let's say that you're playing all of us together, you know? This is priesthood. Priesthood is playing together in harmony, bringing one song, one beautiful song, to worship the Lord. Holy priesthood, that means all of us knows where I am, you know, where, when I am supposed to play my note and where. Okay? When I'm offering, and when my brother is offering, and my other brother and my other sister, we are all together. Priesthood means in harmony, working in harmony, in one team, to bring living sacrifice, to worship the Lord. You are chosen generation in the name of Jesus. I'm not going to teach this. I'm going to speak it out in the name of Jesus. That we will be this generation that the Lord is speaking about, chosen generation to be a holy priesthood. In harmony. When I was preparing this, listen to this, guys. It's so beautiful. When I was preparing this, I remembered Isaiah, Ashaya, bringing a scene from heaven, okay, saying that the angels are singing, "Holy, holy, holy, God Almighty." This is a scene from heaven, scene of worship that God is holy. But what's the situation of Isaiah himself? He's saying what? I am with what? Unclean lips. And living among unclean lips people. He's not in a place to bring holiness or to bring the scene of holiness of God. But God chose him. Don't worry, I'm gonna clean you. I'm going to purify your life. This is a generation in the name of Jesus to be cleaned by the fire of the altar, by the blood of Jesus, to bring sins from heaven into earth. A chosen generation, a holy priesthood. Hallelujah. A holy priesthood. Me and you working together. And then, when we see the Almighty God in His throne, holy, 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 do you think we will care about who's doing what? If I am preaching and or cleaning the floor? No, no, no. Because all in the same level in front of the mighty God. Hallelujah. Holy priesthood. Together. Together in harmony, bringing glory to Jesus. Now we come to the second part, which is, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. A royal priesthood. Royal. Royal. Royal priesthood. Again, priesthood. Yeah? But this time, not only holy, but also royal. People knows their place. People, that generation that knows that we are the offspring of the King of Kings. In Genesis 14, verse 18 to 20, then Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was priest of God Most High. So here we see, actually this is the only example in the Old Testament that we see one person. One person is the king and priest at the same time. Normally, we see a king and high priest, okay? So, whenever, through the Bible, whenever the king is righteous and the priest or the high priest is righteous, Israel prosper. Because they are under God's will, they receive what God wants for them, and they do it. They prosper. But when we have one of them are corrupted, either the king is corrupted by different worship, or the high priest is not doing what God wants them to do, we see that they are defeated. They are defeated and they under under captivity and destruction happens. But when the king and the high priest are in tuned with God's will, Israel prosper. Here, we see one person. He's the king of Salem, and he's the priest of the Most High. This is Melchizedek. So we see here one person is king, royal, and priest at the same time. And he came and blessed Abraham, and all this you can read from Genesis 14. But in the New Testament, he's saying, this generation, I want them to be royal priesthood. Again, priesthood, not priest or priests, priesthood. Again, in harmony. He wants us to be kings with him. Hallelujah. Not only to wear the best brands, or you know those. You see these preachers and saying, "I have to fly first class, and you know, stay in the best hotels." And what happened to the people that in villages they don't have electricity and running water? What do we do with those people? You know. So I'm not talking about being a king or royal. That means I'm living life of luxurious life. No. I'm talking about people knows their place, but at the same time they humble themselves to be like Jesus, serve king. Royal. They know their place in Jesus Christ. Generation, a chosen generation to know their place in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Not to be bowing down. This study, I've been inspired when we were studying the book of Esther on Wednesday night. And before Mordecai, when the king ordered that Haman, will be like above all his colleagues, and everyone should be bowing down to him. Everyone. But with exception of royal family. Yeah, the king, the queen, the offspring of the king, they shouldn't bow down to him, right? But outside the castle, the palace, Mordechai, everyone bowed when they saw Haman, but Mordechai didn't bow down. Why? Within him, he feels like royalty. Even though he was not wearing a royal clothes, he's not inside the palace, he's outside. No, but I feel like I shouldn't bow to except to God. This is the generation that God's chosen, and say amen, please, and say amen at home. They don't bow down to anything but God. Royal priesthood. Royal. I like, there is a song made by David Crowds, says, I was born to be royal. I was made to be free. I was made to be free. God's plan for me is to be royal. God's plan for me is to be free. But I was torn from the garden when the devil lied to me. I was formed from the soil, which is, I love this, recognition that I am not nothing but dust. I was formed from the soil. I got dirt inside of me, but I was born to be royal. I was made for glory. Take me back to the river. Take me back to the garden. Take me back and walk with me. For your presence I am longing. Take me back. God, take me back. I love this song because it's a recognition that I am born to be royal. Each one of us, you are chosen. Once you are in the kingdom of God, you are royal. You are not to bow down to the things in the world. Say amen. You are chosen to be royal. You are chosen to be royal. In the Bible, you have different kings in different stages of their life. One of them in 2 Chronicles 22:12, a young king, Hoshea. He was very young. There was an evil queen, let's say. Her name is Athaliah. Yes? This is the right English word. Athaliah. So this queen, she is the queen of the Israel kingdom. Her son was killed. And because of that, she wanted to revenge, and she wanted to kill all the king's sons. Yeah? So she will finish all the offsprings of the king of Judah. So here we see this young king, well, he's not king yet, young son of the king of Judah, was chased by Athaliah, the evil queen, to kill him. So they took him and hid him for 6 years, which is, I'm going to title this part is Hidden Royalty. Hidden Royalty. He carries the blood of royal, but is he a king? No. Is he grown up enough to be a royal? No. So they hid him in the house of the Lord, actually, for 6 years. For 6 years, they took care of him. They protected him until the time came. In the seventh year, they started to organize themselves, and they said, this is the time that the son of the king take his place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the time for this generation to be come out of the hidden places and to be royal and to be king. This is the time. That's it. And when I was preparing, I felt like I wanna shout it out. Come on, come on, come out of your hidden places and take your place as a king. Stop hiding behind fear, behind all these kind of things that are hiding you to be royal. God meant for you to be royal. You were born to be royal. Stop being slave. We're not here because we are slave to tradition of church. No, we are here because we love Jesus. We want to be worship him. We want to worship him. So they organized themselves. I love in 2 Chronicles 23, verse 3, behold, the king's son shall reign as the Lord has said of the sons of David. Athaliah, from what you see, she's trying to kill the last son of the king of Judah. She wants to finish the offspring of the king of Judah, which is the descendant of David. This is from when you see it like this. But actually, there is a power behind her that is moving her, have a purpose more than just finishing the offspring of King David. No. This is this the satanic power wants to come against the promise that God gave to David. Okay? Listen to this, because if you understand this, I believe you're going to be rejoicing now. Hallelujah. Okay. So from يعني ابن نظر يعني visually you see that because Athaliah or Athaliah wants to kill the sons of the king of Judah because her son died. No. There is a deeper power that moving her is coming against the promise of God to David. Why I'm saying that? Because 2 Samuel 7:16, and your house, this is the promise of God through Nathan, the prophet, to David, saying this. 2 Samuel 7:16 saying, and your house and your kingdom shall be established forever before you. Your throne shall be established forever. So the promise came to David that your house will be established forever. But Athaliah wants to finish that line, the royal line of David, wants to cut it here. So afterwards, no more kings, no more royal coming from David. But do you think this is only about royalty, about, you know, earthly kingdom? No. A deeper meaning or a deeper level, Satan wants to stop the offspring of David's kingdom because he knows that there is a king coming. He will destroy him and destroy his kingdom. The king, his name is what? Jesus Christ. That will come from the offspring of David. You see, it's the line of royalty that the enemy is going after. And until our day, he's going after the royal line through you and me. When he comes against you and me, he's going against the royal line of the King David. He wants to stop this royalty. He wants, you know, I am okay with you if you come to church, no problem. This is the enemy saying, I'm okay with you. You know, the enemy is saying, I'm okay with you, come and worship. Come to the church, no problem. But don't take your place. But outside, you're going to bow down to me. So pretend as much as you want. Pretend that you are churchgoer or Christian. Pretend as much as you want. But this is not what God wants. God wants people to be known. Know that I am a chosen generation, royal priesthood. Hallelujah. I'm not going to bow down. I'm not going to bow down to the devil. I'm not going to bow down to the world. I'm not going to bow down to my flesh. I'm going to stand. I'm going to stand strong. You will find hidden royalty. And also you will find in the Bible rejected royalty. You will find persecuted royalty. David was anointed as a king. He was a king, already anointed as a king. But did he act as a king immediately? No, he waited. He went back to shepherd. He went back to serve the king, Saul. He was persecuted by Saul, by his son, persecuted royalty. But by the end, he stood fast in the Lord and he took his place until he acted as a king. Okay? You will find rejected royalty, which is the case of Saul, King Saul. this time, not rejected by man, this is rejected by God, which is really, 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 really need us to repent. Yeah? What happened in First Samuel 15:10-11, this is Saul, the king, trying to please people, and he offered the sacrifice, and he was rejected by God. I have rejected King Saul. Why? Because he disobeyed. Because he's trying to do his will, which is now, right now, God is speaking to me personally. I'm trying all the time to take control of my will, not giving it to the Lord. I don't know how many of, not too many to begin with, but how many of us here, you know, try all the time to take control of my will, my own will. I will do my own things. And this is one of the things that I feel God is doing during our time in the name of Jesus. I'm declaring it, that churches that, you know, doing their own things, and I shared a new English word. I invent new English words now. You know, this is how, you know, how good I am in English right now. I'm just kidding. I shared this with Pastor Al. Sometimes we do our own activities and we heavenize our activities, give it a coat of heaven. But it's fake. It's fake. It's fake. We do things, activities, it looks like we're worshiping, but actually we're not worshiping. We're just heavenize it, you know, giving it like a coat of heaven. But it's not. But it's not. It's all about me, my kingdom, my church grow, and my, you know, my worship team, and so on. So my ministry is so and so. No. This is fake. This is rejected. Rejected. And this is one of the things that I believe that God is, you know, putting everyone in the church is the same level now. If you have a 10,000 members church, you will find the same scene here. 5-6 people are coming to do the service online. It's the same. Everyone is the same. And then I pray that God will make us and give us a new beginning. Not to be fake, not to try to take our will, but to be royal, chosen royal priesthood, which is working in harmony to bring God's kingdom into it. Hallelujah. Normally, I hear hallelujah when the church is, you know. Can we add the sound effect? No, don't. When I say joke, can we add? No. We don't want fake anymore. Say amen. Only one person. Say amen. We don't want fake. We don't want rejected. Actually, with this, which is the second royalty that I'm talking about, and then we're going to close, which is fake royalty, which is in the case of Haman from Esther, that he wanted to pretend like royal. When the king said, well, what do we do with someone that the king is pleased with? He said, give him the royal robe. And give him the royal horse and make him march in the city or the streets and say, this is how the king honors the person who pleased with. He wanted to pretend like a royal. He wanted, if I would just wear the royal robe, I will feel good. But he ended up in that day being crucified on the cross that he prepared for Mordechai. Pretend royalty. We don't want pretend anymore. Say amen. We want to live royalty. We don't want even to proclaim royalty. Proclaim it! No. We want to show it. We want to show it. Not to proclaim, but to show. We want to show the people how we are royal, not to bow down to our flesh lust and ta'azzum al-ma'isha wa ta'azzum al-ma'isha. The lust for world, lust for eye, lust of the eyes, and pride of life. We don't want to bow down to those things because we are royal. We are royal priesthood. We work in harmony. Say amen. The disciples, who is the greatest? And Jesus showed them how we wash. How he washed. He's the King of Kings. He emptied himself and he washed their feet. Royal doesn't mean that I have to live that kind of life. No. Royal, but at the same time, servant like my King, Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen? Can you imagine? Come. Please, we're going to pray. Can you imagine a church, every member, they know and they live like royal priesthood. Chosen, I am chosen. I know that God chose me for a purpose. And I'm going to do my part in harmony with the rest of the body. And arise. We have part to play, and we're going to do it in harmony with the rest of the body of Christ. Locally, nationwide, and international. I believe it. There will be a time, the seventh day will come, and say the sons of the King should reign. The son of the King should reign. Amen? We will take our place as a royal priesthood. Because we are chosen generation. There is an old song. There is an old song that Rola shared with me. I'm not going to ask you to play it. So relax. Because I think it was made before you were born even. It says this. Let the light of your word light my pathway. Let the love of Jesus flow through me. It's the love of God that draws the wayward children back to Calvary. It's the love of God. Only the love of God will bring people to Calvary. Not the activities, not nothing. The power of Jesus Christ will bring back the lost. They are in my heart. They are all I see. They are like kidnapped royalty. They are kidnapped. Can you see? Think about the people in the world who haven't been in Christ yet. Some of them, they are royalty, but they are kidnapped. They are kidnapped. And the writer said, but I can win them if your love will shine through me. There is kidnapped royalty outside. Kidnapped royalty. And the only way we win them is to allow the love of God shine through me. Shine through. To allow the light of the Word of God shine through your life as a chosen generation, as a royal priesthood. Hallelujah. Let's pray together at home, here, wherever you are. God is calling you. He's inviting you to join His royal family. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's inviting us to join His family. Saying that I chose you. Come. Come. Come to me. Take your place. Church. Church of Christ. Church of Jesus Christ. Come and take your place as a royal priesthood. Bring your living sacrifice to the Lord. Bring your will, desires, plans, ambition. Bring it to the Lord and say, I submit all this to you. I submit even myself as a living sacrifice. Because my desire is to worship you. My desire to bow only to you. My only desire is to live for you, Jesus. Lord, I repent from all the fake things that I was doing. We repent, Lord. We repent, Lord. All the pride of life that came to our life, Lord. We repent, Lord. All the time that we allowed the enemy to rule over our life, we repent, Lord. All the time that we bow down to the desire of the flesh, the eye, the pride of life, we repent, Lord. We come back to you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And we know that you wash us. You wash us by the power of the blood. You are forgiving. You are forgiving. Hallelujah. And for those who did not obtain mercy, they have obtained mercy. There is so much love in God's heart for each one of us. He has mercy for you. He has grace for you. Just come, as you are, as you are. Just come. You don't have to pretend anymore. You don't have to pretend. You don't have to fake it anymore. You don't have to fake it anymore. You come as you are. And He takes you and cleans you. And call you royal priesthood. One of the sons and daughters. Hallelujah. You are my child today. You are my child today. You are my child today. Hear it. I believe that someone is allowing this to enter the heart. You are my child. I want to clean you to be holy generation, to be one of the holy generations. I want to clean you, and I want to wash you. I want you to say, I'm a child of God. And then you take place, you take your place, you take your place as royal. The name of Jesus, Lord. The name of Jesus.
My soul now to stand. So I can.
could I say? And what could I do? But offer this heart, oh God.
Hallelujah.
One of the things that God put in my heart to share, and I forgot it, and I was reminded when we sang this part, I stand, when Mordechai, even though he heard the threat of Haman, he went back and he stood. Haman going out, everyone bowed, but he stand. He stood. Stood strong like a royal, even though he didn't have the royal clothes. He didn't have an order to be royal. But he stood strong. He stood strong. And now I want to encourage each one of us here and at home, even at home. Just prophetically stand. Prophetically. Prophesy over life, your life, and stand up. I'm going to stand. I'm going to stand strong because I know who I am in Christ. It's not about me. I have no power. I have no strength. But I know that in Christ, I can do all things. Can we stand together? Just prophesy over your life. I'm standing. From now on, I'm not going to bow down to anything in the name of Jesus. I'm not going to bow down to anything but you, God. I'm going to stand. Oh, Jesus. I'm going to stand in front of storms. I'm going to stand in front of the trouble. I'm going to stand in front of the persecution. I'm going to stand in front of temptations. I'm going to stand in front of all kind of temptation. I'm going to stand. Not because of strength in me, but because I know that Jesus Christ in me, He will give me the power to stand. No more brokenness. No more brokenness. Lord, I speak healing. Lord, I speak healing in the name of Jesus. Healing, healing, healing in the name of Jesus. To the broken body, to stand in the gap. To stand in the gap. To stand in the gap in behalf of a world that is dying. To stand in the gap of in behalf of sinful people. Lord, I stand. I stand. Lord, teach our heart, Lord, to live like a living sacrifice, holy priesthood, and royal priesthood. I speak these words, Lord, over each one of us here and at home. In the name of Jesus, amen. God bless you.